T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But more importantly, we got our friend Jason Cole, the former Stanford Cardinal, and he's with Bleach Report, does a great job covering the National Football League. How we doing, Jason?
I'm trying to follow this conversation. So we started with Kaepernick, Harbaugh, went to Giselle, hot, not hot. Before we even got that, we had Kyrie unfollowing LeBron and Lamar Odom with his crazy life. Okay, this has nothing to do with actual playing sports, does it?
No. First-time caller, long-time listener. That's what we got going here, Jason. When RG3 can't get a job, I saw you on Twitter talking about Cardale Jones won three big college football games, and he's getting a job over RG3 and Kaepernick.
Cardale Jones, I mean, look, he's a nice kid. I hope for the best for him. But he can't play. Like, he can't. Now, if that's who you're picking, now I know Anthony Lynn coached him in Buffalo and probably has some belief in him. But, that is such a damning statement about RG3 and Colin Kaepernick that you bring in, particularly RG3, that you bring him in one day and then you trade for Cardale Jones the next. Like, that blew my mind, that's how far RG3 has fallen in the eyes of at least the San Diego Chargers. Now, I'm really intrigued by what Harbaugh had to say about Kaepernick, in particular that they've been talking during the offseason, because I know, he's got Greg Roman on his staff, and I'm sure Roman is in his ear saying, hey, look, I can work with the kid and get him back on page. But when they say that they've had some good debates, look, I've debated politics with John Harbaugh. He's as hardline as it gets. He is so far removed from Colin Kaepernick, I would be fascinated to hear those two people talk about politics.
Jason, when you look at the situation here in the Bay Area with the Oakland Raiders and mainly with Conley, every day that goes by and nothing is done, I'm just getting a little nervous. Are the Raiders, do you think, waiting for the police to finish their investigation? Or how shocked are you that he's not signed and at camp?
This is not optimal. Let's just put it that way. I got to think that the Raiders are sitting there going, we're getting, when does this all come to an end? And we felt like we're getting nervous about our secondary. I got to believe that they're right there with you and feeling anxious about this as well. Now, the one good thing with all of this is Conley was the top corner on the board in terms of this factor. He was the best player in terms of you could take him right away, put him out on the field in an NFL game, and he would be able to play. In other words, he would understand what you were doing. He would be able to technically handle it. He's the best plug-and-play corner in the draft. And so perhaps you don't need to have as much training camp to get him ready. But you better have some, because he better know how he's going to work with the other guys in the secondary and with the rest of the defense to make sure this works. But if there's any position that you can say, hey, look, if it takes another couple of weeks, we'll live through it, it's corner. But that doesn't mean that this can go on for a long time. I would say that.
Jason Cole from Bleach Report joins us here, 95.7 The Game, Chris Townsend, and the Guru. Jason, when Derek Carr got hurt, it just seemed like everything got exposed. They were outscored something like 62-23 after he went down. And the defense, I mean, when you start looking at the Raiders, what are the things you look at and you go, well, with Carr in the offense, we know they can win a lot of football games, but what are you worried about with the silver and black?
Can they rush the passer? Like, when you score that many points, you shouldn't be that bad at rushing the passer. Because you can play fast-paced, and you can play both fast-paced in terms of offense, and you can do the same thing on defense. Like, to me, if I was coaching the Raiders this year, if I was Jack Del Rio, I would be, you know, Riverboat Jack like he was that one year in Jacksonville where he was going on fourth down all the time and has done a little bit of that in Oakland so far. But I would say we're going to blitz all the time. We're going to go after people, and we're going to play really, really fast because I don't mind if we win games 45-38. I believe in our offense, and all I want to do is steal as many possessions as I can. And the team that did that the best that I've ever seen was the year that the Saints won their Super Bowl championship, and they upset the Colts in Miami. They did a great job throughout the season with Greg Williams running the show of saying blitz, 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 play for turnovers, try and get extra possessions for Drew Brees, and don't worry about that we give up a lot of yards. Don't worry if we give up some points because we want to play with pace. And that's what I would do with the Raiders because that's the only way to create better pass rush in my view because Bruce Irvin's just not doing it. I mean, you hope Irvin can do it. Alden Smith's not coming back anytime soon. Jahad Ward, you hope you're going to get something out of that. The only guy that you have who can, you know, stir the drink is Khalil Mack, and they haven't been able to take enough of advantage of him.
Jason, I'm talking to you in a cowboy hat and a very beautiful cowboy jacket, and I'm very ashamed of how they handled the Lucky Whitehead situation. What did you
actually
make?
Jason, he looks like a 12-year-old is what he looks
wow.
like.
Wow, I'll take that.
Just to be honest.
He looked like the guy, who was the guy who dressed up like back in the 70s when Pat Summerall was covering games? And they have the guy in the cowboy.
Oh, that was Cowboy Daryl. I know who you're talking about. Used to make his way around Irvin Stadium.
Is that what we're looking at right now?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Towner. Tell us what you thought of that situation.
Well, they took a strong stand against a guy who was innocent. Like, of all the times that the Cowboys have had a chance to kick somebody off the team who had done something stupid or broken the law or, you know, whatever it was, right, to create some kind of problem. The one time they chose to kick somebody off the team was the guy that they picked who was innocent. And it's just so perfect. This is like something, this is like Monty Python meets the Dallas Cowboys. Like, this is fantastic, okay? Like, I really do love this story. Because you can't backtrack. Like, you can't sit there and go, oops, sorry. You know, like, it's just comics. And I love Jerry Jones, and I love Stephen Jones, and, you know, all those guys. But, man, you didn't do a whole lot of research before this one. You just heard the news and you said, snap, he's gone. Oh, maybe we were incorrect.
They're going to do the same thing for Ezekiel, right?
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Sure. Sure. And Cowboy Guru is not going to have a good time with that.
Hey, switch it over to the 49ers. You know, a season win total of 4.5. You know, they've struggled the last 2 years only getting 2 wins. But now Kyle Shanahan comes in. They've got a 6-year deal. They're really comfortable right now. Do you think just him and the way he'll call the offense that they could actually go over that 4.5 win total?
I would stay away from that a lot. I mean, I just don't like Brian Hoyer. I think he'll be good for about 4 games, and then the usual Brian Hoyer thing is get exposed. And then, you know, I mean, I just don't see a lot of great weapons on this team yet. I think they're going the right direction. And I would hire Kyle Shanahan. I think they made maybe the best coaching hire of the offseason. And then they got a great GM who's a great counter to Kyle's sort of prickly attitude and personality with John Lynch. John Lynch is another Stanford guy, so I'm pulling for John. So I like what they've assembled, but the talent just is dreck. I mean, they were awful. So how do you expect to improve that You know, and what, you know, they did a nice step here with the first round. But I don't see a quarterback, and I don't see a lot of receivers who scare me. Carlos Hyde is okay, but, you know, I mean, you know, if I'm, like, I'll just put it this way. If I was a defensive coordinator, I'm not exactly scared facing the 49ers. Not yet.
No, and that and the amount of rushing yards, like 168 a game, was brutal. Hey, Jason, we always appreciate the time. That was fun. Thanks so much.
We'll talk
to you soon.
No problem, guys. Be good.
Thanks. Jason Cole from Bleacher Report.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.